Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It's been several months since the Fair of Past and Future. Things have seemingly returned to whatever passes for normal in the madness of New York City circa 1899. So it struck Angus as odd when she received a letter asking her and Eugene to meet with Cato Beach at Blackwell's Island Prison. Blackwell's Island was a home to lunatic hospitals, typhoid sanitariums, and prisons. It was a wretched and imposing blob of land in the East River. An old ferryman shepherded Angus across to the island, where she was met by several prison guards.
He's waiting for you. You're late.
There were some interesting weeds along the way, and I had to rather just show me the way.
They brought her to the imposing structure. Red brick, small windows, but nice porticos. She was brought through the large barred gate and into the yard. Prisoners scowled and spat at her. Others whistled and made her offer she had no interest in entertaining. She was brought up the stone steps to the warden's office. She stepped inside.
Angus Troop. So good to see you again.
Cato, I see they made you warden.
Only I am devious enough to keep me imprisoned. Plus, I enjoy the work. There's a great deal of reform to be had.
That's good to see you're keeping yourself busy.
And you're back to the grind of buggery, hmm?
We've taken on some new clients, yes.
Well, there was that nice write-up in the Times, and they revived the curious case of the walking shark. Not that I've been able to see it, being incarcerated and all.
You aren't missing much.
But you're not fulfilled.
What?
You sailed around the world, and now you play second fiddle to Eugene Nedley.
We're partners.
But are you happy?
What do you care?
I have plenty of time to worry about small and big things. You are a unique orchid in a field of wildflowers. I want you to be appreciated.
I don't need your faux pity.
I mean it sincerely. I want the best for the world. I see my overall sugar plan was faulty. I did not factor in the wanderlust in the hearts of men, the drive and passion. The need to keep moving. Like most sharks, if they do not move, they die. And sharks are interesting, aren't they? Harmless, scientists say. They even put up a bounty of $1,000 for proof a shark ever attacked a person. And yet, to look at them, they are fearsome, toothy, and nightly explode on the stage.
What are you getting at?
One day, perhaps a shark will bite a man. And it could cause a panic. And then sharks will be villains and feared. All it takes is one bad incident, and a whole reputation can be ruined. But for now, they're just silly fish in the sea. I'm sorry Eugene couldn't make it.
He has a fear of prisons.
Ah.
He got a doctor's note. He wanted you to see it. Here.
It just says D-flat.
I went to Dr. Flugelhorn, the musical doctor.
Ah, he would. I sent him that Audubon print. Did he like it?
Did I take two carriages and a ferry just to chat?
A part of my plan to keep people from despoiling nature was to entertain them at home. I hired a mad artist to work on a personal in-home vaudeville system. It failed. But the artist is still at large. One patchwork menace named Piecemeal. I believe you know him.
Doesn't ring a bell.
He threw you into the sewer. You almost drowned.
Oh, that patchwork monstrosity. Oh, he is very annoying, and a bit egotistical.
It has a self-obsessed mania, to be sure. but in his wants to leave his mark, I am afraid he is planning something most foul. My sources reveal that a great deal of fireworks and rocketry were purchased along with 8 steel barrels. They were transported to Liberty Island.
Probably for the next 4th of July.
In November? Everyone knows the best time to buy fireworks is just after the Celestial New Year, as they are at the... It is the work of piecemeal. He plans a big event, the destruction of the semi-newly erected Statue of Liberty in some gross performance of mayhem.
Why are you telling me?
Well, I would stop him, but I'm here for life. So?
Why not tell the police?
Have you met this city's police force?
Why do you care?
Well, I enjoy the Statue of Liberty. It's the 3rd best statue in the world, and I hope one day to look out from her crown upon the harbor.
You're in prison for life. You just said that.
Well, field trips are possible. A man can dream. Just humor me. I humbly beseech you.
You know, the sad part is, I do enjoy your company. If things had been different, perhaps we could have been friends. Or at least colleagues at a shipworks. In this different life, we are both shipwrights.
Well, I am your friend, Angus. What I've done to help people like us. People who see the world in a larger way, who should heed the call and not settle.
I thought you wanted everyone to settle and not go adventuring.
What can I say? I'm complex. Passion must be followed. We cannot be stuck in a routine, a rut, a
prison?
Please stop piecemeal. There's nothing more dangerous than an artless artist.
I could just ignore him.
You won't.
How do you know?
Because you bear the original sin of man, a good heart. Now, as warden, I must end this conversation as the prisoner, me, must return to my cell. I cannot allow myself to get too comfortable lest I make an escape attempt.
Goodbye, Cato.
Fare thee well, Angus Troop. May you find what is always out of reach.
And as Angus made her way back to talk to Eugene about a possible piecemeal attack on the Statue of Liberty, let's turn our attention to Shandel. She was the newly sworn-in state assemblywoman from Lower East District 18 and was currently dealing with a myriad of issues. Her chief of staff, Dora Lopez, was going over her constituents' letters and messages.
What's a kishka?
Oh, it's schmaltz and spices cooked in an intestine with some matzo meal.
Well, according to Selig Pincus, there's a shortage.
And I should do what?
He says, as part of the Kugel Club, it's his job to keep you informed on the culinary doings of your district.
Draft a standard response. Do you have the budget packets?
On your desk.
Here.
That's your side table.
This.
Cabinet.
This is not a cabinet.
It's not a desk either.
Come back to my place and I'll show you a cabinet.
Buy me dinner first.
You buy me dinner. Give me some of those rare kishkas that everyone's talking about.
I'm not kissing any kishka lips.
Ah, but you have many times. So there.
Here are the budgets.
I'm here!
What? Oh, Governor Roosevelt.
Indeed. How are you, State Assemblyman Doubles?
Oh, it's Assemblywoman. And it's Shandel. So is this about the budgets?
Budgets? That's the work of those grubby little kobolds called accountants, scurrying here and there. No, I'm here on more important business. Vital business.
Well?
This isn't news for mixed company.
Mixed as in?
This civilian?
Oh, she's no civilian. She's my chief of staff.
This is more a mano convo.
What's a... convo?
It's an abbreviated form of the word conversation.
Well, why didn't you just say conversation?
To save time.
But explaining it takes longer.
Now, yes, but this is a long-term plan. Eventually, everything will be shortened and simplified. I'm part of the Simplification Society, or SIMPSO. We're trying to even make words and spelling easier. Spelling is a dastardly foolish endeavor as it currently stands. Or, I should say, spell is das a foo and as cursed as.
Oh, no. Don't say that. Ever. So is that why you're here?
It's, so...
Fine. Dora, can you give us the room?
Give us the room? Oh, aren't you fancy? Yes, my lady. I'll give you the room.
Huh. for an employee, she's very familiar with you.
Oh, yes. Very familiar.
You should watch that. You have to make sure people know their place, lest problems be made down the line. Now, let's get to the brass tacks. I must make a confession. I am the big stick.
Right.
You're in shock, my dear girl. Do not worry. Take it in, and you'll realize it's shocking, but true.
Right. Yes. So, is that all?
No. I am the governor, and as the governor, it's not... There's just no time to pursue costumed justice. All the doings of state keep me burning the midnight oil, so I must, with reticence, pass the torch. Or, in this case, stick. Which is like a torch, just not a light. But in this case, it is a light with justice. And so, I come to you, stick in hand, metaphorically, to offer you this stick in my hand. Literally.
For someone who wants to shorten words, you took a long time to say very little, but I think I get the gist. You want me to take over as Big Stick because you're too busy. And to that I say, ugh, I'm busy too, doing things that actually get the job done. Look, beating up criminals is a fun hobby, but I don't need a hobby. I have a good job and a great relationship, and I want to focus on those. So, thank you for your offer, but no thank you, sir.
Ah, yes. I was afraid of this. It's too much responsibility for anyone who isn't me. Bully! I want to be the big stick, but how can I do it? How can I still be in politics and have the free time to fight crime? Damn my electability and general joie de vivre! Oh, well. Oh, and State Assemblyman Doubles.
Yes?
I'm putting you on 6 more subcommittees. I don't know if I have that power, but I have it now. So back to work. Chop, chop. And in the words of the ancients filtered through a brief speak, Maha will ta so sha, lest we up in a clea of our own wana makan tanas ga. Words to live by.
I'll take your word on that.
Roosevelt left, dejected, but with renewed vigor. Could he find a way to be Big Stick and be a political icon? Maybe. We'll get back to that. But
this episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As night fell on the city, a small rowboat cut through the water.
So what's happening?
We're stopping piecemeal.
Do you think Cato likes me?
Does it matter?
He likes me. I think we might be best friends. I just feel that his opinion might... that... we're best friends. Best friends.
Quiet. We're almost to Liberty Island.
There was a light. Atmospheric fog as Eugene and Anne just stepped onto the island.
Should we go to the ticket kiosk?
It's after hours, Eugene. We're sneaking in to stop a madman with nefarious purposes.
So, yes?
Look, there's piecemeal.
What? Interlopers! No. An audience! This is good. You shall bear witness to my great work! I originally was going to paint something with that Japanese lady's brush and that Duke's blue. But what? What, you ask? I had no idea. So I stared at the blank.
We don't care.
I had a block, creatively. So I figured, if I couldn't create, I would...
Destroy the Statue of Liberty, we know.
Right in the middle of my big speech, you step on the reveal!
How is this art? I mean, it's dumb, like most art, but this seems like a different kind of dumb.
I want fame! If I destroy this statue, then my name will be tied to it forever. How's that for unique?
Well, actually, in 360 BC, Herostratus burned down the Temple of Artemis, one of the Seven Wonders, because he wanted to be tied to its destruction to be famous throughout history. So it's basically the oldest of your cliched moves.
No! That's so... whatever! I'm over this! I'll destroy it for the sake of it! Art. For art's sake!
Is that something?
No.
Fine! For no sake! I'll be part of that new nihilism fit-fad that's all the fancy. With a cafe set, you know? Destruction for nothing. And the chicks for free.
What chicks?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, trying to get something to, you know, stick.
That's Toads on a Log.
Hey! That's one of mine!
No, it was in the last issue of Snappy Zinger's Digest.
But I said it first. Really? You believe me, right?
Can you just surrender already?
No! I've not even begun to surrender.
But you will? Soon?
Enough of you both! I've attached steel barrels to this statue, Jim Jam, packed full of artillery powder and saltpeter, all tied to this plunger here. I press this, and the Kappa Lady is going. Gone!
I'll stop piecemeal. You get those barrels.
Me?
No! Eugene!
Oh, that makes much more sense. Well, I mean, why would I stop me, right? I wouldn't. Oh, you guys, I'm gonna miss killing you.
Eat fist, stupid.
Ow! Don't hurt me. I surrender.
Wow, he's very easy to fight. How are those barrels coming?
I haven't even started.
I am a poser, not a fighter.
Well, I'll continue to hit him.
You don't have to.
I just feel like I should be doing something while Eugene tends to the barrels. I want to be useful.
I get that, but... Ow!
Oh, yeah. Ow! This is good for my stress.
And just continue to beat the defenseless piecemeal, as Eugene did his best to defuse the barrels. But his best was not very good, as he just managed to pull the barrels so they all faced downward. He then tried to get the powder out, but it was stuck fast. He hoped that maybe he could punch piecemeal for a while Anne just worked on getting the black powder out. He decided to go ask her to swap jobs.
Is it done?
Actually, I thought maybe... Oops!
But Eugene tripped over the plunger, knocking it down.
That's no good.
Oh, no! Lady Liberty!
The barrels started to shudder. But since they were all face downward, instead of pushing against the statue, ripping it apart, they all started to pull the statue upward. It strained at its base as the barrels got more powerful.
It's pulling the statue!
It's gonna take off!
That's it! I'll be the first patchwork monster in the stratosphere! I'll ride her to glory! No hangers on!
With his full strength, piecemeal got him and shoved Eugene and Angus off the Statue of Liberty, just as it broke from the pedestal and blasted off.
Tell everyone about this!
And with that, the statue blasted off into low orbit, where piecemeal froze to death in the cold reaches of the upper atmosphere.
Wow. He finally did it.
A unique moment.
Actually, isn't this kind of like that Jules Verne story?
Yeah, what about?
And it was just at that moment that the Harbor Patrol arrived.
Well, we're under arrest. Should have gone to the visitor's kiosk. Turnstile jumping is the oldest and most punished of New York crime.
But they weren't arrested. In fact, the Harbor Patrol was just escorting...
Bully!
Governor?
Indeed. I got a telegram from prison that filled me in. Unfortunate business here, but at least there's no real damage.
The Statue of Liberty flew into space.
Possibly outer space.
Indeed. I guess we'll have to get the real one out of mothballs.
Whoa, wait. Real one?
Sure, it's a giant copper lady. Real target for thieves and penny counterfeiters. The actual one is in a warehouse in Weehawken. But I guess we'll have to put it out. I can get some non-union Italians to have it up before morning and none will be the wiser.
But if that's...
None will be the wiser. No more questions.
Well, I guess that's that.
Wait.
A messenger? How did you get here?
Ran, then swam, then ran.
What's so important?
Vice President Hobart is dead. And they want you to replace him.
Vice President? Gross, no.
Oh.
The vice presidency is a useless position. I'd have all sorts of free time and... Oh, free time. No one would suspect. I could still stick and fight all sorts of... The fighting vice president. Yes, that could work. Then I could... Hi-ya! Hoo! Ha! Ha! Bully! Huh? Oh, was I fighting out loud? Again? Tell them, maybe. I can't look like the eager girl at the dance. Ha! The big stick goes to Washington.
Big stick is here?
No! Or is he?
Is he?
Well, I have to get a crew on re-erecting that statue. Good work, you two. Bully!
Well, I guess that's another adventure in the books. And then we go on to the next, and then the next, and that's the way it'll be forever. Hooray!
Eugene, we need to talk.
Oh.
And that about ends our tale. Except for one small moment. So, let us turn our gaze to Dora's row house. It's been a long day of dealing with policies and budgets. She collapses into a chair and doesn't even realize she has a guest.
Hello, Dora.
Cato, I see you helped yourself to my wine.
The cellars in Blackwell's Island Prison are subpar.
Furloughed already?
Just a small field trip to check on you. Let me pour you a glass.
I'm sorry your plan didn't work.
We knew it was a long shot. It's why our little cabal has put so many hooks into the sea. I mean, who would have imagined that your idea would have paid off?
I just hope to sow some chaos. Not get an electoral foothold, but sometimes you get lucky.
We might save humanity yet.
Though I didn't expect to fall in love.
Well, that's good. Now it's personal. Your love for her will make you care more. Work harder for the greater good.
I hear Piecemeal is dead.
Yes. He proved too much of a wild card, and more bark than bite. But Kame has decided to invest, and she's introducing me to the Order of the Trigon.
I heard they control most of the Habsburgs and the Russians. Nice.
A myriad of possibilities open before us. A toast to the future made in our image.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
And with that, we end Volume 2 of The Land Whale Murders. Feed a fever, starve an artist.
Land Whale Murders is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan A. Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. It was directed by James Oliva and mixed by Martin D. Fowler. Editing help by Hannah Fairchild. Have you listened to all the other great Roy Gold shows like Fall of the House of Sunshine? I hear the actor that plays Pangla is really cool. Man, I wish I could meet them. Oh man. Some things are only for the journal. Anyway, check it out at podmusical.com and why not rate and review all our shows maybe? Oh, and stay salty and always sodium toward chloride.
Sugar, get your sugar here, sugar, extra sugary, sugar covered sugar, right here, right now, by the box, by the spoonful, by the sugar, 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 get your sugar, please, sugar, yep, you sir, extra sugar on that, yep, a little sugar on your sugar, yeah, sugar, get your sugar here, raw, uncut sugar, yeah, sugar, sugar,
hot nuts.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.